Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thanks for taking the time to download and listen to this podcast. We've got a returning guest on the show once again today. Richard Thompson going to be joining us to talk a little bit about his nutrition strategy and his plan from a nutrition point of view when it comes to racing, but just general living around Ironman and triathlon as a whole. To everyone who checked out our Patreon page yesterday, thank you so much. If you would like to become a patron of the Kona Edge, every little bit helps. Let me tell you, you can just head over to thekonaedge.com/support. Before we get into Richard's nutrition tips, let's touch base with the Coach's Corner. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're looking for a coach, we've got access to some of the best in the world. So all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. That's C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G. You can check out some of the coaches that we are affiliated with, and fantastic coaches indeed. If you are a coach and you'd like to get affiliated with the Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to that same page. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to talk my favorite discipline, eating. Not necessarily the right way all the time, but I'm sure our next guest is a lot better at, than I am. And we head back to Australia now to catch up with Richard Thompson. Richard, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad. Lovely to be here.
Richard, a lot of triathletes swear that the only reason they do the sport is that they can eat what they want. It's not necessarily the right way to go about it, but it is one of the upsides of taking part in triathlon.
Yeah, absolutely. The calorie intake is no issue, especially when you're getting up nearing the, you know, the big blocks and the like. It's in fact probably the you try to explain that to people and say the biggest issue is one, you know, is eating enough. I think a lot of athletes drop a lot of weight in that last sort of 6 to 8 weeks, and sometimes to their detriment. But some people don't have an issue with it, but certainly you've got to ensure that, you know, you don't want to lose too much weight in that last bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about your approach from a nutrition perspective. What's your philosophy? How do you sort of approach things generally?
Yeah, I'm fortunate to be very close with a nutritionist on the Sunshine Coast in Australia called The Natural Athlete. He sort of helped me along the way. He sort of goes on the premise of just whole food eating, so which is as simple as it comes, really. But trying to avoid anything that's processed. I mean, I'm a vegetarian, I guess. Well, I am, but it's not necessarily something to be noted, you know, to note. But it's more just whatever you're eating, whether it be dairy, meat, anything, carbohydrates, fat, whatever it is, as long as it's you know, primarily whole food, it hasn't been processed, then it's good for you. It's good. Don't get me wrong. There's not between my wife and I. She does a lot of running, and if there's any chocolate in the house, there's only about 3 minutes before it's finished. But on a basic level, yeah, you're just trying to eat good food, nothing processed, and a lot of it.
And you say it's pretty simple. It's not rocket science, is it? It's trying to sort of keep things as basic as possible. No, like you say, no processed rubbish, and just what your body's basically designed to consume, you should be consuming.
Yeah, exactly. There was no, you know, back in the day, there was, you know, in the, you know, or certainly when hundreds and hundreds of years ago, there was no processed food. So what we're trying to do is you're trying to ask your body to do extraordinary things every day. And then a lot of athletes just pile on crap, you know, pile on a lot of chemicals and artificial colors and flavors and preservatives, and then turn up the next day and ask it to, you know, demand your body to perform really, really well. And it's, you know, the whole analogy of putting, you know, poor petrol in a Ferrari, or, you know, you wouldn't do that. So why would you do it to your own body? So, it is simple. If it's got a nutrition label on the back, it's got some sort of process involved. If you know, you don't find any labels on fresh fruit and vegetables, so, or meat, so, or dairy, most dairy. So, try to stay clear of as much as you can. And yeah, you'll be better for it.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. From a race nutrition strategy, what's your sort of game plan when it comes to that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously everyone's very, very different. I do suggest to everyone that, and it's really, I think it's really important because you can have a nutrition plan going into a race, but you're assuming a lot of things, like you're assuming the weather, the humidity, hydration levels, you know, your intensity during the race. You might have a period of time that you're actually working a little bit harder than you needed to. And so you add in, you know, your whole, obviously your taste, and you might not, you know, might get flared for fatigue, but you've got to, it's important that you've got to, I think, expose your body in training to all circumstances that you'd see in a race. There's no point in being completely fueled to the nines in training and having perfect sessions when you have no issues with, you know, getting enough calories in. And then you come to the race day, your body's screaming for something that you don't really know what it's doing, and then it all goes pear-shaped because of the poor nutrition. You know, you're being too strict on the plan. So I think the biggest takeaway I could give is that, say, you put yourself in a hole in training. Put yourself in a position where you're a little bit calorie deficient and see how does your body feel. Put yourself in a little bit of dehydration, which happens ordinarily anyway, but you need to be really proactive and I guess really sensitive to what your body is trying to tell you during the race, because there's not too many times, I think, that a perfect nutrition plan gets played out.
What's the biggest mistake you've made nutrition-wise in your triathlon career, and what have you learned from it?
I would say it'd be close to Hawaii 2016, where I expected to be in the sort of top 10 age group overall by about 130, because I didn't expect myself to be that good, and I was there by, I was top five, myself and three other guys were in a group in the lead at about 50K, and I was too interested in what was happening to the race than focusing on my own game plan. So my biggest mistake would be to not lose sight of your own performance and your own, what you're doing yourself, comparing to others or comparing to times or to places. So your training's been done. All that's going to really affect your race is pacing, nutrition, and your ability to have, you know, the mental strength to endure the tough times on the day. So if you can absolutely nail your nutrition, then that's a long way to getting the most out of yourself on the race day.
Absolutely. Well, Richard, thank you so much for your time. If people want to get hold of you, the website to get to t0multisport.com.au. If they want to reach out to you, try and get some online coaching help as well, I'm sure you're more than willing to help. Go check it out, Richard Thompson, on that website. It's t0multisport.com.au. I'll put the link to that in the show notes of this episode as well. Richard, much appreciated. Really enjoyed our chat, and we look forward to following your progress, not Kona 2017, but beyond that. Who knows? I'm sure there will be another comeback onto the Big Island.
I wouldn't say never, Brad, but it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for listening. Before I go, another iTunes review if you've left yours. Thank you so much. A couple of cool ones coming through. One from Ian Robbo in the United Kingdom, giving us 5 stars as well, saying, as a relative beginner in triathlon, this podcast is a fantastic insight into what it means not only to conquer an Ironman challenge, but to master it. Well recommended for those who have been bitten by the triathlon bug. Ian Robbo, 77, thank you so much. Don't forget, when you do leave a review, if you're on Twitter or if you are on Instagram, just leave your handle in there as well. So at Big Brad Brown, for instance, is mine, or at the Kona Edge. Let us know. And I'd love to send a shout out to you via social media. So don't forget to do that. Also, check out thekonaedge.com/win if you'd like to win yourself an entry into an Ironman race just by leaving us a review on the big iTunes. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Until tomorrow, have yourself a super day. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.